The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Emirates flight EK163 touched down at Dublin Airport at 10:45 last night. The 400 or so passengers from Ireland and around the world were relieved to be back on Irish soil and escape Dubai and the Iran war. Our reporter Henry McKean was at Dublin Airport for us to meet them as they landed.
We were in the airport and we just noticed the flights were saying delayed and eventually cancelled. Then the whole board was cancelled, and it's only then that we were looking at the news alerts to say what had happened in Iran. So our flight was cancelled. We had to queue for a hotel voucher, which brought us to a bus, and the UAE government brought us to a hotel, which was where we had been since Saturday.
We were queuing for hours.
Hours and hours in the airport.
Thousands in the airport.
And how was that? Thousands in the airport queuing?
Thousands.
Oh, it's traumatic. Just
very, very long.
That was really...
Mixed messages when we were there, just trying to understand what do we do, stay in the airport or leave the airport. So eventually we left the airport. We were there about 9 hours and were on a bus at 10 p.m, brought to a hotel. We didn't know where we were going, landed in a hotel and hosted there until today. So we were supposed to be on a flight on Friday. Our travel agent was trying to book us. Flights were being cancelled. Friday was our flight. But today, maybe with about 2 hours' notice, the hotel received a call from the Emirates to say you were on a flight at 5:30. So the three room numbers that the Emirates gave the hotel. We organised a taxi, went to the airport, and luckily as we proceeded through the different checkouts, our names were certainly on the list and the flight took off on time.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you very much. We are so thrilled to be back.
Big relief.
Yeah, big relief.
Like a very surreal and stressful 5 days, I think, or 4 days since Saturday. Today, we weren't expecting a flight to go at 5:30, so we literally got an emergency call straight to the hotel to say, get yourself to the airport, there's a flight at 5:30 and you're on it. So it was just like, yeah, absolutely, straight in taxi and get there. So, but until you were literally on the plane and it was taking off, I think everyone was just super nervous.
So you're here with your mum from Donegal. How does it feel to have your daughter home?
Oh, it's great to have her home and back on Irish soil again. It'll be a while before we go back to Dubai, I would say.
Yeah. I didn't know she was coming, so I just came through the doors and saw her there, so I was completely shocked. I wasn't expecting.
Very stressful weekend, so.
Yeah.
Well, welcome home and congratulations having your daughter back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be home. It's great to be home.
Obviously, it wasn't the holiday that we expected. It was unexpected, something that I'll never forget. We were there when the Fairmont was hit last Saturday, and it's continued since then. What I do have to say is that the UAE government have really looked after us. We'd just come out of the Mall when it was up in flames, which was opposite.
Oh my goodness.
So that was surprising and something I never want to see again, to be honest.
It's a huge relief to be home. I think it was harrowing, to say the least. And Saturday night was like something I've never experienced before and quite frightening.
So lots of banging.
Yeah, well, we didn't know at that point that it was mainly in missiles being intercepted, but you could see it all above you, so you didn't really know what was going on. And the noise was crazy, so loud. The bangs felt like they were right next to you.
Well, there are some of the people who wanted to leave the Gulf region speaking to Henry McKean last night.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.